Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Don Close from Rabo AgriFinance. We're back with Don here in just a moment. Hey cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's annual grass time sale coming Friday, May 1st, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, 175 Angus bulls, 30 Angus fall bred heifers, 150 Angus pairs, 60 Angus yearling heifers, 25 Hereford pairs and bred heifers, also featuring 37 bulls from the OSU Purebred Beef Cattle Center. You can bid online at Superior Livestock's SLA TV or liveauctions.tv. For more information and check the catalog, go to expressranches.com.
There are no typical growing seasons. Each brings different challenges. So what if this year you do something different? Like stepping up to proprietary C2 fertilizer technology from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Step up to improved extended nutrient efficiency and plant performance. Step up to better productivity and profitability in your fields. Don't treat it like a typical growing season. Take your fertility program to the next level with C2 technology from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Talk to your crop consultant or learn more at lpi.ag/step up.
Don Close with Rabo AgriFinance, who, by the way, was one of the members of that blue ribbon panel of economists that put together the damage estimate for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association that was just released, $13.6 billion worth of damage to the beef cattle industry because of this pandemic panic. Don, I know that you've seen a lot of things down through the years in this cattle business. We've used this word probably way too many times now, but it's unprecedented.
That's true. And as I've tried to think back and think through all of the different, the BSE event, I think through 9/11, I think through all the dairy buyout program, I think there's components of this one that is the most market disruptive thing since we've seen since the Nixon price freeze.
And of course, that goes back to the 1970s. Don, I know you've been watching this market really closely, especially given the shock that we got last summer with that Holcomb Fire Tyson plant up in the Garden City area.
You know, the market had some issues of its own that we've had to address. But then you take the pressure on the pork deal, the slowdown and slaughter. So basically I'm trying to think, we had a phase one with just erosion in the market. But once we got to when we're starting to see these plants go single shift, radically reduced hours or closing altogether, the risk contained in that is almost a phase two of this whole thing.
When you think about, you know, how things have kind of unfolded, of course, the immediate reaction when the thing really started to get real to the markets, the Wall Street fell, we saw all the futures kind of sell off as well. But yet we know that, you know, that wholesale box beef trade especially spiked as folks were panicking and cleaning out the meat cases. You know, kind of walk through that with me and exactly how that really fit together.
When we started seeing businesses close, when we went to the stay-at-home orders, that shockwave, and I agree completely, there was panic buying. I think from there we kicked into a round of hoarding. And after that, after a couple of weeks of that, the market did take a temporary pause. But I think if there's any surprise in that, Ron, it's that this demand, beef demand at retail has continued, and all proteins really, it has continued at a much higher level than what would normally be anticipated.
Don, I know that retail is way down as far as the amount of business they're still doing. I know your group's done some work on that. Tell us what you've learned.
From total hotel, restaurant, and institutional sales, Our work is showing that QSRs or the quick service restaurants are still doing about 80% of their normal business. On casual dining and fine dining, that business is off by about 2/3. But if you combine the two, and okay, what is total restaurant business? We're still thinking it's in a range of 40 to 42% of normal. If you take the amount of variable costs that restaurants have cut out and the staff let go and all buying less product, I want to think with that underlying volume of business that restaurants are probably in a better position to survive this than what a lot of the conversations have been. But it's also, so if you take that 60% of lost share, you force that over into retail. You add to that a component that people want to feed their families well. They want to have wholesome food. They want to have comfort food. That has been very complimentary to the meat case. And so I think with this whole thing, beef demand has remained very good, particularly when you take the, you know, and whether it will stay that good if you take the level of unemployment and all of the things going on right now. But to this point in time, I think overall meat and specifically beef demands held together very well.
Of course, from a beef cattle producer's perspective, they've been penalized big time with falling cattle prices in the face of beef demand that's held up pretty good. Don Close with Rabo AgriFinance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Superior Livestock, proud to present Gulf Coast Classic number 5, Thursday, April 16th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 37,400 head, 10,800 yearling steers, 7,800 yearling heifers, 9,700 weaned calves, 5,500 calves on cows. For details when a lot will sell or for more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.